here we have Jeremiah grieving over this empty city. She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? In other words, subject to this foreign nation. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Think about how this is a picture of the fall and the effects of the fall. That you think about before the fall, what was Adam's state before the Lord, but one of beauty and glory, as he was in that state of what I call innocence. It wasn't righteousness, because if it were, then he would have never fallen. But innocence. And now to contemplate the effects of that fall, it brings nothing but sorrow. And when the Lord truly opens our eyes to consider what is our state in that fall, certainly there's nothing but bitter weeping and sorrow. And that's what Jeremiah is describing here, even where all her friends have dealt treacherously with her. In other words, these were alliances that had been made, but none of those alliances could preserve or save this city under God's judgment. There's no help in the arm of the flesh when it comes to standing before God's holiness and his justice. Any kind of hope that there had been in the face of judgment is done away. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. This had to continue year after year, because Christ had not yet come. While that first tabernacle was yet standing, here it is, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. It was an atonement, it was a covering, but Aaron and his descendants had to go back every year according to God's order and do the same thing. He said, it stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal or fleshly ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. A lot of people today like to talk about the Reformation in the 1500s. Nope. The time of Reformation, when was all this finished? When was it all done, all put away? It says right here, verse 11, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, he himself being that greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. That bullock that was sacrificed and completely burnt, and the ashes and the coals taken and mixed with incense, all of that was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise, that was the command, take up your bed, and the glorious word, walk. Not like some of these you see where they're real feeble and someone's got to help them. They're still calling it a healing. I read about a man one time that got all excited in one of his meetings, jumping around. He shouldn't have been. Ended up hurting himself worse than before. Ended up in the hospital. Everything that men command men to do, it's always going to end up worse than the beginning. Here it says it walk. Who can walk with those that have been given the Spirit of God to walk? That's why the scriptures say, walk in the light as he is in the light. But before any can walk, it takes the Lord Jesus Christ to make us whole. But that's how we walk. We walk in him. And we walk according to the strength of his power. And it's according to his command. It's not anything in us, for sure. Now it says there, I love that word, verse 9, don't you? This is not something like you see on billboards, try Jesus. You've tried everything else. Try Jesus. No, there's no trying Jesus. Immediately, according to his command, this shows that salvation's of the Lord. Where his salvation is given to sinners, it is complete and it is instantaneous.